Our sermon text is the Isaiah passage, which is found over on the other sheet, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31, which is found on pages 582 and 583 in your pew Bibles, if you wish to follow along. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Here ends the reading of our Hebrew scripture this morning. May God add God's blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of this, God's holy word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts gathered here be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, a time when God is assuring the people of Israel that God is in charge. That God is the creator. Who is it, this passage says, who spreads out the heavens, who creates all that you see around you, who makes sure that each and everything is not missing, that each thing has a name? Who is it, God says, that does all this? It is I, the Lord your God. Have you not known, God asks? Have you not seen? Elizabeth Barrett Browning is one of my favorite poets, and her life is a testament to knowing God in it and what God can do in it. Bedridden for most of her life, or for a good portion of it, and yet she has known and seen, as the Isaiah passage asks us. She has known and seen what God can do for her and for all of those around her. In her long, very long poem called Aurora Leigh, one of my favorite passages of all times is penned. She says this: Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit around and pluck blackberries. Earth is crammed with heaven. Earth is crammed with heaven. Have you not known? Have you not seen? It's always the one who can see, the one who has eyes to see, as Jesus always reminds us, the one who has ears to hear, that will be able to note and know the created Holy Spirit that surrounds us each and every day as we walk each step of our way. Anne Lamott, who was one of my favorite writers and of all time, has written a book, her most recent book, called Small Victories, and someone was very generous to give it to me as a Christmas present. And I didn't have to go very far into it to see a section that spoke about this very passage in Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not seen what God is doing in creation? She speaks about a time when she is walking in the Muir Forest, the John Muir Forest, near her with a friend named Barbara, who is suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease and who is at that point now where she cannot speak. So she has a cart, and the cart is the way that she walks. It is her wheels. It is her walking mechanism. It's also her talking mechanism. For mounted on it is a little computer on which she can type. And that, then the computer named Kate will then say in wonderful words what she has typed. And Anne Lamott speaks about this victory lap, she calls it, this walk through the Muir Forest with this woman who cannot speak and can barely move. And this is what she says. We rounded the first curve. Barbara pointed to her ear, and we stopped to listen to the tinkle of the creek and all the voices of the water. There was the interplay of birdsong and people song and creek's conversation, as if it had a tongue saying, keep going, we'll just all keep on going. You can't stop me or anything else anyway. We were walking in step with Barbara as she held on to her conveyance, and I felt myself take on all the qualities that Barbara brought to the day, a day fraught with joy and awareness. There was a frozen music in the giant redwoods, like a didgeridoo. The trees looked like they were wearing skirts of burl and new growth. Barbara pointed at a tree that had toppled over, roots covered with moss and what looked like mossy coral, very octopus-like. Looks like a flipped-up skirt, she said. Some tree trunks had roots wrapped up and around them like barber poles. Some trunks were knuckly and muscular in their skirts, with many knees and some burl seats for anyone who needed to sit. The trees, she said, looked congregational. Walking with a friend whose senses are so piqued because there are so few of them left, this Barbara, this woman with the shy smile that Anne Lamott talks about. It is when we walk and pay attention like that kind of a person that we see the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Isaiah asks, have you not known? Have you not seen? And a lot of times, isn't the answer, no, I have not seen that little bird that's in my backyard. I just wonder why the dog's barking, but I haven't really seen it. Sometimes our answer is that we are not looking except with blinders at this world, so created by God that we can walk on it and not be weary, and we can wait for the eagle's wings of God to help us to walk lightly and to see all those things that surround us. Do you believe, as Elizabeth Barrett Browning does, do you believe the earth is crammed with heaven and that every common bush is afire with God? Do you believe that, like Barbara in our story from Anne Lamott? Do you believe that as you walk, you see God? Well, come to Vacation Bible School sometime. A lot of you are always there, whether you want to be or not, because there's so many of us that work with our young people. It's our young people in their God sightings every summer that understand this Isaiah 40 passage better than anybody. For their answer to have you not known, and have you not seen, is yes, I saw a Luna moth. In fact, I saw a whole cascade of them on the side of the church building. Yes, that is God speaking to me through the Luna moth, through the voice of our teachings at the Bible school, through our lessons, through every single thing that happens around us. What would it be like if, as we walked in our beautiful area in which we lived, we thought, as Anne Lamott has said, that the trees are our congregation? Amen. Our final hymn is number 493, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Would you stand, please, if you're able?